AircheckDownloads.com.
The Boom Radio, United Kingdom.
From the Sky News Center at 6.
Dave Jameson. Boom Radio.
Motown Memories from the summer of 1966, co-written by Stevie Wonder, who also played drums on that track. I thought you should know that. Good morning. It's the Four Tops starting us off for a Saturday here on Boom Radio, and I'm Dave Jameson with you from now until 8 o'clock this morning. December the 10th, 2022, Tom Jones now with a song written by Paul Anka.
But she's all you'd ever want.
Level 42, Top 20, early 1986, with Leaving Me Now. And before that, Tom Jones from early 1971, and She's a Lady. 2 weeks to Christmas Eve. Sorry to frighten you at this time in the morning, just 2 weeks to go. A friend of mine emailed me during the week to tell me that her advent calendar was telling her that Christmas was just 2 days away. And I thought, that's a bit odd. I'm sure it's more than 2 weeks away. Anyway, I replied to her and asked her if she would, I don't know, bought a second-hand advent calendar or something to explain this. Turns out that she'd started opening the windows of her calendar early to get at the chocolate inside, and as a result, there were only two windows left to open. Therefore, she said, it could only be 2 days until Christmas. Simples. Still reckon that was one of Gene Pitney's best songs. Nobody Needs Your Love got to number two in the UK, summer of 1966, and was kept off being number one by The Kinks and Sunny Afternoon, another good track. Before that, Peggy Lee with Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, an orchestra conducted by Victor Young, recorded in 1953, It's Christmas Time Again. Yeah, we had noticed that, actually. This is Cliff Richard.
Good morning.
Bad stuff. The Rolling Stones, Route 66, before which Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. I'll Go Where Your Music Takes Me later. A small hit for Tina Charles as well. I've been doing some research this week. I do occasionally do that. And over the next track, I found out that streamlined trains in America, in the USA, brought luxury rail travel to the country in the 1930s. They revived the country's railroad system, which was going into something of a decline. Which leads me very nicely into this track from Van Morrison's forthcoming album, Moving on Skiffle, coming out in the spring. This is called Streamline Train. We like that. Van Morrison, Streamline Train, from his forthcoming album, just on 6:30 now on a Boom Radio Saturday morning. And time for us to go to the movies. This morning's Saturday matinee takes us back to 1948, and a song which has become a standard. It actually dates from 11 years earlier, when it was written for a musical called Babes in Arms, which starred Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland, recorded at that time by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, amongst many others. Then in 1948, MGM released a movie called Words and Music, which was a somewhat fictionalized story of the compositions of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, and unsurprisingly, it included many of their popular songs, including this one, a version of The Lady is a Tramp, sung by Lena Horne.
AircheckDownloads.com.